Welcome back to yet another episode of the Flawed Podcast. My name is Peter Larsson. In this episode, we will talk about the Hollywood model. Hollywood model is very elegant. It tells us where we are going now as wisdom workers. What does it mean? Everybody pretty much understands what it means. But you know, how are they making movies in Hollywood? Well, they have, you know, gather a team, they have a deadline, they have a clear outcome, they have their goals, you know, they have the what we call iron triangle of project management, which is, you know, quality, time, and financials, or economics. And those three constraints, it's sometimes called triple constraints in project management. Those three, if you have a limited amount of something or a higher amount of something, is more likely that will steer this project, which is in this case is the movie. But you know, then you're wondering, why should I care, Peter? How does this apply to my life? Well, look at your life, both privately and as a wisdom worker. A modern way of working, everything is now projects. If it's not, please, you know, reach out to me, tell me how it cannot be a project. I'm very curious to hear your feedback on this. But I'm fairly certain, you know, everything is now in a project way. Even, you know, agile could be considered in project management. So, if we apply the Hollywood model to our lives, what does it help us? Well, you know, you can take the story of, I live here in Gothenburg, Sweden. We have a tower called Karlatornet, or Karla Tower, I'm not sure what we call it in English. It's the biggest or highest tower in Sweden, 246 meters long. When they planned this, they of course had some form of project management. They had a clear goal. It's going to be 246 meters long. It should be done by this and this date. And you know, the builders, they have their roles. And everyone had their roles, you know, I don't know, carpenters, etc. So for us wisdom workers, if we were a part of that team, we can now use the knowledge that we got from building Karlatornet to the next project, which would probably be something completely different. It's not that common that we build 246 meters tall building in Sweden. But the knowledge there could, you know, apply to my next job. So I don't have to start from scratch. My next project. And for us, we are, as I said, wisdom workers. And we have a PKM, Personal Knowledge Management System. You know, Ludwig Sundström in the podcast, he calls his PKM, what was it called? Commonplace. In Tiago Forte calls it, you know, building a second brain or a second brain. Da Vinci, the famous painter, he called his second brain for Sibaldone in Italian. Whatever you choose, I use Evernote as my second brain. You can put, you know, intermediate packages here, meaning, you know, Lego bricks from knowledge you acquired, either via, you know, that you learned or that you did if you were a part of Karlatornet. Or if you're part of Hollywood team, it's not like you, when you record a movie, that you throw away all the knowledge. You keep that knowledge, and for the wisdom workers, you keep it in a very good intermediate package, as we call it, or IP for short. Okay, that's good. That was, you know, pretty much everything I wanted to teach you this episode, but I will also, of course, give you a takeaway, and I would like you to now look at your world. You can look at your own life using this Hollywood model framework and see, where is it not a project? It would not be much. Even, you know, you can consider your kid a project. You should have clear goals for your kid. You should have clear goals for your career. You should have deadlines, you know, to push the limits for yourself. If you're not, okay, feel free. But it's more probable if you have some form of aim that you will arrive somewhere. Next step in this two-step rocket is that look at your life, as I said, and then write down all your projects. All the projects in a project list in your second brain. This will give you a much clearer view of what you got going on, how you're prioritizing it, and you know what should be the next step.
Why should we do this, Peter?
Well, this goes hand in hand with another episode that we called Kaizen,
or constant, relentless improvement.
And that's one of the key principles in the Focused Productivity Framework. You should keep, you know, iterate and innovate and improve, but without having it visible in front of our eyes,
very hard.
You know, our memory always fails us, or at least for a lot of us, fails us a lot. But if you see it in black and white, you get a chance. That was it for this episode. Good luck.
See you in the next class.